little bit more to it than just saying, just lip service. Are y'all with me? A little bit more to it than just saying, you know, yeah, I'm on the Lord's side. Everybody says they're on the Lord's side. But not everybody's on the Lord's side. Jesus said in Matthew 15, 7 through 9, He said, "You hypocrites, pretenders, you're acting like something you're not." He says, "Well, did Isaiah prophesy you, saying, 'This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me.'" Wow, are y'all listening to me? "But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." People were giving lip service to God. They claimed to be on God's side when they weren't on God's side. And listen, God wants more than lip service. And that's why God says, consecrate yourselves today. Consecrate yourselves today. You place your life in My hand afresh and anew again today. And boy, the Levites, they consecrated themselves to the Lord, and the Lord told them, "You go." I mean, they drew their swords out, and you can study it out. And they went and they killed the people, like 3,000 people died who were not on the Lord's side. They took names and kicked tail. That might not be good pulpit etiquette, but it works good in Texas, amen? Do y'all understand that? I'm telling you, hey, I'm glad that God's not asking me when I place my life in His hand, He's not asking me to pull out my sword and go out here and kill the people that aren't on the Lord's side in the New Testament. Listen to me. What He's asking me to do is what our missionary brother did. He's asking us to place our life in His hand, to present our bodies, a living sacrifice. And yes, we ask the missionaries, and yes, we give money for the missionaries to go to the distant lands to tell people about Jesus for us, because we can't all go there. But I'm saying, how many of us have turned aside as God's children, and we're over here dilly-dallying around with other little gods, and we've gotten our eyes off the true and living God? And I'm just saying this morning that God says, hey, Heritage Baptist Church, consecrate yourselves today to the Lord. See, if God has us, this mission stuff, it's not really a problem, is it? And I'm just saying to you, wow, you know, I'm glad. I beseech you therefore, brethren. Why does He say brethren? If you're saved by the grace of God and I'm saved by the grace of God, we be brethren. Amen. You and I, we're brothers and sisters in Christ. And then I thank God. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, in light of Calvary's love, in light of what Jesus did for us on the cross, and shed His precious blood. And by the way, we have to be redeemed. Redeemed. In the Old Testament, they brought all those animals, and those were all types and pictures, and pointed ahead to the Lamb of God that would take away the sin of the world. But hey, you and I, we have to be redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And I'm glad He was led as a lamb to the slaughter and as a sheep before His shearer is dumb, so He opened not His mouth. He did that for you and for me. Lord, in light of all that You've done for me, what can I do for You? Consecrate yourselves today to the Lord. I want Your life in my hand today. I'm telling you, carnality and people being... Listen, God is holy. I'm telling you, you cannot consecrate. You cannot fill the hand of God with something that's sinful. Are you listening to me? I want to be clean and I want to be right in the sight of God. You cannot fill the hand of God with something that is corrupted by carnality. Carnality, being carnal, just means that you're controlled by your flesh and not by the Spirit of God. I have to die daily. I die daily. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. And I'm glad that my daddy listened to God, because I might be burning in hell today if my dad had said no to God. My dad's 79 years old, and today at El Dorado, Arkansas, he's sitting on the second row. 75% deaf, he says, what the VA tells him. But he sits up there and reads your lips, and he gets most of what you're saying. He loves the Lord. And I'm proud of him. I'm glad he's still with the Lord. I'm glad he's still listening to God. But it all goes back to those times in his life when he placed his life in God's hands afresh and anew. There have been times in my life prone to wander. Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. I've gotten away from God. Been kind of just living my life in a sideshow. Young people, are you listening to me? God wants your life in His hand today. He wants you to feel His hand with your life. There's no song that... I've heard a lot of stories that people have sung this song, and Preacher, I know you know it, but I've heard some strange things happen about people that sung this song. I'm not singing it. I'm going to read it to you. Some of y'all remember it right off. It says this, "There's a voice calling me from an old rugged tree, and it whispers, draw closer to me. Leave this world far behind, there are new heights to climb, and a new place in me you will find. Take my houses and lands, change my dreams and my plans, for I'm placing my whole life in your hands. Let the disappointments come, lonely days without the sun, if through sorrow more like you I become. Take the dearest things to me, from me, if that's how it must be, to draw me closer to thee. And if you call me someday to a land far away, if through sorrow more like you I become." The chorus says, "For whatever it takes to draw closer to you, Lord, that's what I'll be willing to do. For whatever it takes to be more like you, that's what I'll be willing to do. I'll trade sunshine for rain, comfort for pain. Oh, that's what I'll be willing to do. For whatever it takes for my will to break, oh, that's what I'll be willing to do." Listen, sometimes I'm just doing what I want to do and I just want God to bless what I'm doing. Are y'all with me? But hey, God says, no, no. Who's on the Lord's side? I'm tired of lip service. I want you to place your life in my hand again today. I want you to consecrate yourself today. And then some of us need it. My dad, some of y'all have been in a rut for a while. Maybe you served the Lord for a long time, but you've been in a rut. My dad said a rut is a grave with both ends kicked out. And you've just gotten down. You've gotten discouraged. You've gotten defeated. Hey, why don't you just place your life in His hand afresh and anew today and get back up and go again for Jesus. Brother Roloff preached a message one time. He said, "Is your Isaac on the altar?" In Genesis chapter 22, God said to Abraham, "Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac." And I could see him as they're walking up the mountain. Isaac said, "Where's the lamb for the sacrifice?" And Abraham said, "God will provide. God will provide Himself a lamb." And they got everything ready. And Abraham raises his knife about to kill his own son Isaac. God was testing him to see if he was holding back on anything. And Abraham proved that he loved God more than anything by his willingness to give his son to the Lord. And God did provide a lamb in the thicket. Are y'all listening to me? In Malachi, they wanted to bring crippled sacrifices to the Lord. They said, "Take that to your governor and see if he'll accept it." No, God don't want our leftovers. He wants preeminence. He wants first place. He wants your life. And He wants my life. I'm glad I'm not in Texas milking cows. And by the way, that doesn't mean that God's going to call you to preach. We need lay people that are sold out to Jesus. We're living letters. We're epistles. You're the only Bible that some people will ever read. I'm just thinking, wow, we need to have the invitation. We need to get on our faces and say, "God, I want to consecrate myself to You today. I want to present my body a living sacrifice, holy." Please turn all cell phones off. Are y'all okay? I'm done. Tell you one little story. Preacher friend told me a story, a little illustration about a boy named Jimmy. And Jimmy worked at a slaughterhouse. Jimmy was a butcher. He'd killed hogs and he'd killed cows and he'd killed goats. But in all his years of being a butcher, he had never killed a lamb. And one day somebody brought in a little white lamb. And guess what? Jimmy was backslidden. Preacher, Jimmy was away from the Lord. Jimmy was doing what Jimmy wanted to do. And Jimmy wasn't even in church. And that day when he saw that little lamb, the story said that Jimmy took his sharp knife, his butcher knife, and he was looking at that little lamb. He'd never killed a lamb. You know, a hog was a squeal and a cow a beller, or you know, and so forth. All the other animals, they resist you. But that little lamb is just kind of just standing there looking at him, innocent and white. And he took his butcher knife, preacher, and he slit that little lamb's throat. And the story said that while that little lamb was bleeding out, that some of the blood was dripping on Jimmy's hand, and the little lamb started licking the hand. of the very guy who slit his throat. I'm so thankful that Jesus Christ, the Bible says He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before His shears is dumb, so He opened not His mouth. He could have called 12 legions of angels, but He died alone to cover your sins and my sins. When He sees me, He sees the blood of the Lamb. Notice I got a clean hanky with me. He sees me, He sees the blood of the Lamb. He sees me as worthy and not as I am. He views me in garments as white as the snow, for the Lamb of God is worthy, and He washed me. This I know. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. And I'm going to tell you something. We need to get on our faces, folks, and just say, God, I'm so sorry. I've kind of taken You for granted. I mean, Moses hadn't even been gone just a short time to get the Ten Commandments, and they'd already turned aside to something else. Yeah, I've been there, done that. I've turned aside to other things. Where are you at this morning? Do you know the Lord is your Savior? Christian, would you put your life in His hand this morning? That's what Missions Conference is all about. Just re-upping, pushing the reset button. I know you're praying. I know many. It's unbelievable how much the church has given to missions. We thank the Lord for that, but are you kind of going through the motions? Some of you? Some of us? Today, let's consecrate ourselves afresh and new. Let's bow our heads. Thank you for listening. I preached fast and you listened fast and all that's good. We're going to be right back tonight and you'll have more messages through the week. And I can tell you this was not the message that I would have chosen, but it's the message that God laid on my heart. I've never preached this message. I only preached one other time, but I've never preached in a missions conference ever. And I just say to you, church, tonight, or this morning, that God put this message on my heart for some of you. For some of you. I wonder how many say, Pastor, I'm so thankful that I am saved by the grace of God. I'm not ashamed of that. Would you slip your hand up if you have received Jesus Christ as your Savior? Hands all over the building. God bless you. Thank you. Maybe you're here this morning and say, Pastor, I'm not sure about all this. I've never received Christ as my Savior. If I died right now, I'm not sure I would go to heaven. I don't understand it all. I don't want to die and go to hell. If there's a hell. And I'm telling you, according to the Bible, there is a hell. And I'm just saying to you this morning, we do not want you to go to hell if you're here this morning and you're lost. And we're going to have an invitation. People are going to be coming forward to pray. And we're going to invite you to come in just a moment. Is there someone here this morning say, Pastor, would you pray for me? I'm lost. I've never been saved the Bible way. Would you slip your hand up? We're not embarrassed or anything like that. We just want to pray for you. Anyone, anywhere. Just slip your hand up and then you can take it back down. All right? All right. Thank you. I wonder how many Christians this morning would say, Pastor, wow. The message this morning was for me. I don't even know what's been wrong with me, but I just don't feel like I'm as close to the Lord as I have been before. And I've just kind of been going through the motions a little bit. I need to consecrate my life to the Lord afresh and anew. I need to get back on the firing line. I just need to step it back up. I need to get back in His hand with my life. I've been there before. It's good. I like it, but I've gotten out of His hand and I haven't been really the Christian that I ought to be. Would you pray for me? Christians all over the building, would you slip your hand up? All over the building. God bless you and you. All right, there's hands all over. Just slip it up there. God bless you. God bless you. All right, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. How many have a special need today? Just something you're going through, a hard time. You say, Pastor, would you pray for me? I've got a special need. Would you just slip your hand up? Just a special need, some situation you're dealing with. God bless you. There's hands all over again. Let me pray. Father, we love You now. Lord, we come to You. Lord, just thanking You. Lord, I'm just a little delivery boy. And God, I really tried to preach the message. I felt like You wanted me to preach this morning, Lord, on consecration. And who is on the Lord's side? And God, it's easier said than done sometimes because we live in such a wicked world. And Lord, there may be some people here as Your children. Lord, they've been dabbling in things that they have no business messing with, Lord, as Your children. Father, this morning I pray they wouldn't sweep it under the rug or try to act like it's not happening and they don't have a problem, Lord. But I pray this morning, Lord, that they would just realize how much You love them and that the goodness of God would lead us to repentance. And Lord, we get on our faces and Lord, we put our lives back in Your hands, Lord, afresh and anew. We consecrate ourselves today. And Lord, I need You and I want to stay close to You, Lord. And I just pray for the church here this morning. You've seen the hands, You know the hearts. I pray You bless those who have special needs. And again, if there's somebody here that's lost today, I pray they come and be saved. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's stand to our feet.